Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host and my guests today, Jerry Sievers and Don Braden from the Calhoun Entertainment Company. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, I think, Don, the last time you were in here, it was last winter in January. We were talking about the big Winchester tournament.
Yeah, back in the day. I get around.
Yeah, you do. Jerry, have you been in studio before?
Not with you.
Okay.
Not with you, but I used to with Allie Ringhausen when he had his show. Whenever we do the musicals, he'd come on. We'd come over and he'd do an in-depth interview.
Yes, in-depth. And you guys, both of you from Calhoun and the Calhoun Entertainment Company. Do you have to be from Calhoun to join that club?
No, you do not.
You don't?
No, we've got members from Pike County, Madison County, Jersey County, Calhoun, Greene County, all around.
You know, I had Gary Wilson in last week, and he's kind of getting into that. He belongs to a group over in East Alton, I think, is where they operate out of. I can't exactly remember the name, but did Gary ever work with you guys?
No.
You never let him in?
No. he never asked to come.
He couldn't sing good enough? What was the deal? He acted like he wanted to come, but he said he never did get an invite. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I know he's been involved down in Alton.
Yeah, he's been involved down there. Right. Yeah. But you have a pretty good crew of people that
We have a lot of talented people.
Yeah. How many are part of the club?
Well, I think we were counting up. It used to be, usually we operate around 50 people for a musical, somewhere around that. But we have more members than that. But they don't always participate for each thing that we do.
And you guys have been going since 1987 or something like that?
Yeah, 88, 89, 87, right around in there. I don't remember.
And were you, Jerry, were you always, into entertaining?
Well, I went to college for that.
Did you?
Yeah, I became a music education teacher. In fact, I taught in Calhoun for 4 years after I graduated from Quincy. And I taught for 4 years and decided I didn't like kids, and so I got out of it. Now I love kids. So, I mean, I love the kids that want to be there.
Yeah.
And want to do that. And it's great.
Now, I reflect back when I first went to St. Norbert School, okay, and Donnie and I were actually in the same classroom.
Right.
And Donnie was working on entertaining pretty heavy. You know, as a first grader, second grade, third grade, all the way, as far as I can always remember.
Right.
I remember he was always willing to entertain. And sometimes, the nuns or the teachers, they weren't really getting as much fun as us kids were.
No, they never had made the movie or the musical Nuns since by then, but they didn't quite have the sense of humor that was required for my comedy.
Yeah. You know, your brother, your older brother, it was Jeff's age.
Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy was like that, too. Jimmy was funny as could be.
Yeah, he liked to entertain also.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was in our class.
Okay, yeah. So is Jimmy still around?
Jimmy lives in Rolla, Missouri. We do like a family deal at Montauk every year.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, in the evenings when we all sit around a campfire with me and Jimmy, it's pretty comical.
I bet.
It is a good time.
Yeah. When you're doing that, like around the campfire, all right, what do you do? You tell stories about everybody there or what?
And mostly you talk about the ones that are not there.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes it a lot better. But yeah, we talk about, I think five of my siblings go, and we tell stories about, when we was growing up or whatnot or,
It's always fun.
It is.
It is fun.
Yeah. And there's so many people that go to Montauk that they'll come to the campsite and like Sam Holland, he'll see Jimmy and he'll start telling a story about when Jimmy was a kid or worked at the gas station. So, you know, it just goes on.
Yes. You guys, you got a big musical coming up, the Country Jamboree. What's that about, Jerry?
Well, it's our fundraiser that we have to help raise money to keep the musicals and everything else going for each year. So we put on a country western, old-time country music. Try to base it on the Hee Haw show. Mm-hmm. That's where Donnie comes in. We don't bring him in for his singing ability, but he's a pretty good comedian.
Oh, yeah. I bet he is.
So you got to have that comedic touch, you know, to go along with all the good country music in that.
Okay, so like at this Hee Haw show, Donnie, are you like strumming on a banjo and then stopping in?
No, they won't even let me play an instrument either.
They won't?
What
do you, what's your part? How do you do that?
Well, what I do is I dress up, believe it or not, kind of goofy looking.
Yeah.
And then I do, we do some stints with some songs. We do CEC News that I write up, or Rick Ringhausen helps me with.
Okay.
And then we do a commercial that is quite comical. And
what's the commercial about?
It could be all kinds of things, but I'm usually at the butt end of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, maybe you could get a WJBM commercial going there. You
know, I maybe could, but I don't know if you'd want it or not.
I think it'd be all right.
Yeah, and I tell a few jokes and try to keep it flowing. And like I say, if something needs to be added after a song or something, I'll add it.
Yeah. And Jerry, you put on this Country Jamboree because it's one of the bigger money makers for you?
Well, it is our one and only fundraiser that we do.
Because it's not cheap to put on musicals.
Oh, no.
Or plays or anything.
That's right. It's not at all.
Yeah. And share with the listeners what it costs to put on a musical.
Well, for a musical, for all the rentals, for the music, for the materials that you have to buy to build sets, for costumes, stuff for lighting, we're talking anywhere, depending on the musical, anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 per musical.
Yeah. And, you know, what are you charging ahead for the musical to get in?
Usually for the musical, we try to keep that as low as possible.
Yeah.
Usually maybe $10 and $15 or $12 and $15,
uh-huh.
You know, a little less for the kids and for senior citizens and that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no way that your audience or the musical offset your cost. It's not even close.
No.
So, but this jamboree, do you bring in that much more money for a jamboree? I know you don't have any overhead or that kind of overhead expense.
Right. We really don't. Everything is donated. Sometimes we'll have to pay a little rental to St. Anselm's where our jamboree is held.
Uh-huh.
All of our musicians, they do it for free, and which really helps us.
Yeah.
So
how important is it, this program that's been going on for almost 40 years now, how important that is that to the community, especially like maybe certain young adults, certain kids, maybe high school kids, grade school kids, young people at all? How important is it to them?
I think it's, it depends on the individual. But over the years, we have been, involving kids from all ages. But, when they come back, when they're adults, or the parents of kids that are now going to be in the CEC, and the parents now say, I remember when I was in it and all the fun that they had.
Uh-huh.
And so that it gives a little special feeling in my heart, that we've actually done something that people have enjoyed and that they will remember.
Yeah. And Don, what do you think about how it maybe helps a kid, you know, like, I mean, just joining that and being a part of it, how can it help them in the future?
You wouldn't believe, Chris, how many parents, grandparents would come watch a kid, and first thing you say, I did not know they had that much talent, or I did not, they weren't that outgoing until now. A perfect example, and correct me if I'm wrong, was Ellie Nolte.
Right.
When she did Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Her parents, her grandparents, she got up there and sang her heart out, and it sounded, and these people are like astonished, like, where did this come from? They'd never heard that before. But it's just the feeling that that kid or that person gets when they do that, you know, it kind of gives them that little sense of respect and outgoing.
Kind of getting out of their comfort zone.
Exactly, right.
And succeeding.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah, we've had some high school boys. I think it was Brad Rose.
Yeah.
That we had him out doing some parts. He actually had some lines and stuff like that. And his parents, you know, are going like, I can't believe he's actually out there on the stage.
Yeah.
Because he's so shy, you know, right. Introverted and that he would never do anything like that. But he found his little niche, yeah. You know, and it brought things out of him.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Donnie Braden and Jerry Sievers with the CEC, Calhoun Entertainment Company. Got a big country jamboree coming up, big moneymaker for you. Do you guys ever have people that maybe know what you're doing because you guys are volunteer? Everybody there is volunteer. Do you have anybody ever, just donate to the cause so you guys can keep it going? You get any donations?
Well, we've had donations in the past.
Yeah.
From certain people that are friends of mine or things like that. Or, they will, write us out a check.
Uh-huh.
Like each year, we'll help, this. Well, we hope this help covers some of the costs and stuff like that. So we've had some pretty good backers
in the past. Is the CEC program... Do you look for it to be sustainable? Can you keep it going, you think?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. It's a struggle every year.
Yeah.
I'm 73 years old, so I don't have a whole lot of years left. And, it's finding the person, the right person that gets along with everybody and keep those people coming in and doing things like that. And it takes an awful lot of time.
Yeah, so when you typically have a play or, you have a musical going on, and is that what you do mostly, musicals?
Well, now we do both.
Okay.
We used to just be a musical, and then we would have a Christmas concert, something like that. But now, last year, they did our first play. An actual play, mm-hmm. where there's no singing, no dancing, or anything like that. And they're going to be having another one. This fall. Now that's held in the gym,
mm-hmm.
in Campsville.
Yeah, I went to Cinderella that you had last year.
Musical, right?
Yeah, and it was very good, very entertaining, highly recommended. It was great entertainment for sure. And really surprised at how entertaining and how good the actors were,
Right.
They were really good. Do you find that sometimes there's, especially kids or people that come out of the woodwork that maybe, like a lot of kids in high school, it's either basketball, football, something, something's going on.
Right.
If you're not an athlete, sometimes you can compete and get by, and other times you need something else to do, just so you can. Do you find that a lot, the people that are maybe not involved in a lot of athletics?
Yeah. Yes, we do get some kids that aren't involved in all the athletics, and that becomes something that that they can do, and that they really enjoy. Some of the non-athletic people.
So anybody can join.
Yep.
But you have to audition for the part.
If you want to be doing a singing part. you have to audition.
But if it's just an acting part, you don't have to audition?
No. Well, no. Well, now, for the plays, yes. You have to audition for that. Of course, it's all, everything is spoken there. So those you have to audition for. But for to being in the musical, I mean, we take singers, we take non-singers.
You take them all.
I take them all. We take them all. We don't turn anybody away.
And how about the people?
Except for the real young ones. Sorry. They got to be like third grade on, older than that, and then to be in the musicals.
Now. Okay. You got a musical.
Right.
Like, let's just say, you had Cinderella.
Right.
Okay. You end up paying, it costs like 10 grand time you get the costumes and you buy all the scripts and everything that go along with it and permission to do it. How many practices do you have to have before you actually perform?
There's no set number or anything like that.
Well, what would you guess?
Well, I can tell you that we always start in January, around the first part of January. And that our musicals are like right at the end of March.
Okay.
So it's usually right after Jerseyville's high schools.
So
we're talking about almost 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
But we don't meet every day.
Well, how often do you meet?
Well,
and not everybody.
That's the hard part.
But not everybody has to show up to every meeting, right? If you're not.
Right. Yeah. Unless, the big ensemble ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need everybody there for that. But for the leads and things like that, certain scenes, no, we only need certain ones. The problem that we have, though, everybody in all the kids in Calhoun are involved in so many things.
Yes.
And not just sports, but there's other things, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, things like that. That we have to work around.
Yeah.
So we always hit it hard on Sundays.
Mm.
Sunday afternoons, Sunday evenings. And we have long rehearsals then. And then during the week, we try to just do the leads, the ones that got the important parts and stuff like that, and work with them during the week.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jerry's has a knack, too, of breaking out small groups of people and bring them in, like maybe on a Tuesday night, then another small group on a Wednesday night. That way, everybody's not sitting there. You know, they're doing their stuff. And
yeah, how many hours do you put in for one of these, Jerry?
You'll have to ask my wife.
But sounds like another 40-hour week to me.
It's more than that.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It usually is. We're talking minimum. Well. No, I shouldn't say for another 40 hours. We're talking another at least 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hours per rehearsal just during the week. Mm-hmm. And then I might get one night off or maybe two nights off. And then Sundays we're talking 8 hours or more.
Yeah.
Starting at 2 o'clock and ending at 8 or, later.
Yeah. Now, Don, you are involved in the plays, but you also do a lot with behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, on the musicals, I do. Yes, I help build sets.
Yeah,
Cliff Nolte, Craig Johnson, or the leads guys with sets. I try to go there and help and do what I can, and then help Jerry get the lighting set up. And then during the musical, Yvonne Nolte and myself, we do the lighting.
Yeah.
For the musicals.
And I bet none of that is cheap, is it?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, so that lighting, you hoist it up? Did you build some things to attach it to? Or what happened there?
Yeah, we have all of our lighting is attached to the rafters.
Yeah.
Things that we've put up there. It's the all the par cans and stuff like that, the old fashioned type of lighting, and now you can't buy those anymore.
Yeah.
Everything is what is it?
It's a lot more efficient, I'm sure.
Oh, the new style of lighting.
Yeah.
Okay, but then you're talking like $1,000 a light.
Yeah.
instead of $100. Now we're talking $1,000 or a little less than that, anywhere between $600 to $1,000. I mean, they can even run higher. And we can't afford that.
Yeah.
So we're scraping by with what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's switching to LED now.
Yeah, that's, okay. LED. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's, and then like Jerry said, you can't get stuff to replace what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got lighting boards and you got sound boards. You know, mic cables.
And microphones.
Right. Microphones, wireless mics.
Yeah, everything's wireless mics these days. Yeah.
Nothing's cheap.
Yeah. Well, I tell you. So the big country jamboree, Hee Haw Show.
Right.
Yeah. And
a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. July 19th, 2 p.m., St. Anselm Hall in Campsville. And can people, do they just buy tickets at the door?
Yeah.
Or can they buy tickets ahead if they want?
No. We used to. We used to have people make reservations. That's when at one time when we first started it, we didn't have enough room for everybody. So they had to call in to make reservations. But now, the older ones, the older generation is kind of dying off. I hate to say that.
Yeah. Or not able to get there. Yeah.
And so our audience has gotten a little smaller, and so we're trying to reach out to some of the younger ones and that to come and enjoy the show. It's usually the show lasts usually anywhere from 2 hours to 2.5 hours. We have an intermission. We're going to have some food that you can buy prior to or during intermission. I think we're having bratwurst and hot dogs. Along with chips, and then our biggest thing is our homemade pies.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that come in, and they bring in pies that they've made at home and that, so.
Do you sell it by the piece or by the pie?
Both.
Yeah.
We'll start by the piece, and whatever's left over, then we'll sell by the pie.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all we'll sell anything.
That's right.
Well, my hat's off to you guys. You put in a lot of work, and it's a big plus for the local community. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
It is. It gives a lot of people something to do, especially in wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, my dad has been coming to this ever since we started, and he's 95 years old, and he's in the nursing home right now, but he's going to be there.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Well, gentlemen, I guess we'll see you at Campsville on July 19th, 2 o'clock.
Before we go.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew or not. Did you know that I had a talking pony?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Jerry just come and seen it the other day.
Yeah.
And Jerry asked me, he says, what can I say to your pony? I said, Jerry, you can say whatever you want. So Jerry looks over at the pony and says, hey, pony, how are you? Pony looks at Jerry and goes, I'm doing pretty good, Jerry. How are you? Jerry asked me, he says, what's wrong with your pony? I said, he's just a little horse.
And that's the kind of jokes that we have.
I got you.
The jamboree.
You can't miss. That's jamboree material
there. All right.
You can't miss this.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in, fellas.
And, thank you for having us.
Best of luck to you.
Yep. Thanks, Chris.